Former Mecklenburg County Manager Harry Jones passed away from pancreatic cancer yesterday. He helped steer the county for more than a decade and in recent years became a mentor for those struggling with cancer. WFAE's Lisa Worf has more.
Jones was hired as county manager in 2000 after serving nearly a decade as an assistant manager. At the time, the county was rapidly expanding, and figuring out how to deal with that growth made for some tension on the board. Republican County Commissioner Jim Puckett said Jones knew how to relate to people, and that was a big help with the board's dynamics.
We had liberal Democrats and conservative Republicans, and I think every one of us thought that he had the same political philosophy that we did, which is rather unique. He did have the ability, I think, to understand where each and every commissioner came from, both personally and politically, and use that talent to kind of find consensus among the board.
Jones was the first African-American to serve as county manager, and Puckett says the two of them had a lot of conversations about race and how that impacted the county. He and other commissioners lauded him for his systemic approach to monitoring outcomes and picking a strong staff. Hung Yee served under him as county budget director for a decade.
He provided the visionary leadership and the support, and he basically said, go do your job and help make this county great.
Jones was diagnosed with cancer in 2011. He came under fire from commissioners for a botched property revaluation and not keeping them in the loop on matters.
He made it very clear to staff that this is not about you. This is not about your performance. No one is unhappy with you. And he made sure that he protected the staff to make sure that they could go about and do their jobs effectively.
The county commission fired Jones in 2013. Last December, commissioners called him back to award him the Order of the Hornet, the county's highest honor.
And as you can tell by looking at me, I'm a lot frailer than I was when I left 3 years ago. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I'm stronger than I've ever been.
And that's because Jones said his struggle awakened his faith and led him to help others with cancer. He died at the age of 67. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Worf in Charlotte.